There's a curious pattern of dots that recurs in art around the planet and throughout history. The number varies, but commonly it's a close-knit group of six circular spots, distinctively arranged in lines of four and two. This motif is seen in far-flung communities, from holes pierced into the gourd rattle of a Navajo tribe to a painting on a Siberian shaman's drum. It even appears in the logo of the Japanese car manufacturer Subaru. In all of these cases, the dots represent one of the most characteristic features of the night sky, the star cluster Pleiades. This clutch of six or seven stars, the exact number depends on viewing conditions, appears close to the sun's annual path through the sky and features in multiple myths and legends. In Cherokee myth, these stars are lost children. The Vikings saw them as the goddess Freya's hens. They are also a distinctive part of the constellation Taurus. The Pleiades sit just above the shoulder of this celestial bull, with its thrusting horns, prominent eye, the red giant Aldebaran, and another star cluster, the Hyades, splashed in a V across its face. The frequent appearance of this six-spot pattern demonstrates the importance of the Pleiades in societies around the world, as well as the shared human desire to capture aspects of the starry sky in art. But there is more to this story. Another example of these dots that seems, frankly, impossible. The cave of Lascaux in southwestern France is famous for its wealth of Paleolithic art, paintings and engravings of animals thought to be 20,000 years old from the dawn of humanity. Scholars have argued over their meaning for decades. Meanwhile, barely noticed on the ceiling of its grand entrance hall are six plain spots that match the Pleiades perfectly. Neatly painted in red ochre, they float above the shoulder of a majestic oryx bull. At 5.2 metres long, bull number 18 is the largest and perhaps most recognisable painting in the entire cave. Its striking similarity with the modern Taurus, it even has V-shaped spots on its cheek, has been known for years. Yet it goes unmentioned in guidebooks and is rarely discussed by mainstream archaeologists. Taurus is one of the earliest constellations to be described. It can be traced back through written sources nearly 3,000 years to Babylonian priest astronomers who saw the Pleiades as a bristle on the back of a heavenly bull. But could its true origin be a star map invented by the supposedly primitive hunter-gatherers of Lascaux? The idea was not so much rejected as not talked about at all. In the last few years, however, experts in anthropology, mythology, and astronomy have begun to argue for a radical reassessment of our Paleolithic ancestors' skills and the lasting influence of the stories they told. So, in this history of humanity's relationship with the stars, let's start with the mystery of bull number 18. We'll explore whether the artists of Lascaux could really have painted constellations and ask why they may have cared so much about the sky. It's a journey that takes us to the heart of what the universe meant to the very first humans who had the ability to imagine, remember, explain, and represent. The cosmos they created still shapes our lives today. On the 12th of September 1940, 17-year-old Marcel Ravadat, an apprentice mechanic, walked with three friends into the hills near his village of Montignac in southwest France. According to village legend, there were caves beneath the hills. During the wave of executions that followed the French Revolution, the Abbé Labrousse, owner of the nearby manor, supposedly hid in one, and Ravadat wondered if they might hold treasure. A few days before, he had started to unblock a promising hole in the ground. Now, armed with a knife and a makeshift lantern, he planned to finish the job. The boy's target was a basin-shaped depression in the ground, surrounded by pine trees and junipers, and full of brambles. At the bottom was a small opening that led to a narrow, near-vertical shaft. The boys cleared the thorns and the remains of a donkey and dug with their hands to widen the hole to about 30 centimetres across. They dropped down stones and were surprised by how long they rolled and the resonance of the sound. Those brambles had been hiding something big. Ravadat, the oldest and strongest of the group, dived in headfirst and wriggled several metres through the earth before landing on a conical pile of clay and stones. He lit his lamp, which he'd made from a grease pump and a coil of string, but almost immediately lost his balance and slipped all the way to the bottom. He found himself in a large hall, about 20 metres long, and called for his friends to follow. They crossed the limestone cavern in near darkness, dodging shallow pools of water on the floor, until they reached a narrow corridor with a high, arched ceiling, like a cathedral vault. Only here did Ravidat raise his lamp, and the boys found their treasure. Covering the white walls was an explosion of life, images from the birth of our species pulled back into view for the first time in 20,000 years.